Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Gavlik, who's unmarked as he streaks away into an open goal.
Hit the boundary line.
Oh, the post is broken. Matthews hit it.
Boy, oh, boy, wowee. He shoots towards goal. What more can you say?
Hello and welcome to the Herald Sun Footy Podcast. Got two learned footy gentlemen here as well with Scotty Gullen and Sam Landsberger. I'm Glenn McFarlane. Welcome, boys. How was your weekend?
Buddy-esque.
Oh, well, you had a good weekend. I did the tackle, so I was very tackled all weekend.
That's concerning me because I'm a tackle man this week.
It's an experience, Macca. I'm worried.
So you just put your feet up and watch footy? Is that it?
Feet up. Glued.
I should not say that.
Luckily, the races were called off at Rose Hill. So yeah.
Well, I'm worried how I can follow both this week. It's the first day of the championships in Sydney. And
you're in a bit of luck because there's not too much afternoon footy outside the W finals, of course, but there's clear air for them. In terms of the men's,
so
you might better catch the first.
Now, I'm not being, not trying to say that there's not a lot of work with the tackle because I know Robbo's an avid listener to this, and I know it's wall-to-wall footy, so I'm looking forward to it. But Buddy-esque.
Warner, surely he looks for number 23, got him on short, and he's got it, Bud.
Hope they don't go early, JB. Look at it, everyone's charging down.
That's what he's got ahead of him.
15 gone. Out.
What do you think, JB? Start at the right post and bend it back.
Out. He's done it so many times. 999 goals, Buddy Franklin. The legend becomes immortal.
Sam, how good was that? The Buddy Franklin. I'm not one of those naysayers who sort of said, "Oh, yeah, there wasn't enough security there, no doubt." But it was fantastic to see him. We'll remember it forever.
Probably the best moment I've witnessed in my lifetime watching footy in terms of just the theatre and whatnot. But Mac, I want to ask you because you were there at a previous 1,000-goal milestone. How did it compare with what we saw Friday night under the lights, SCG, which was just madness?
It was probably more it was certainly more chaotic than Gary Ablett down the highway. I don't know if you were there, Scotty. I was there day.
Who did you kick it against?
Fremantle. So I made the journey down there, and I think I told the story a few times.
So how close were you to the great man? Did you run on?
I got his autograph after the game. Like, I was a little fanboy. No, I didn't run on because I was sitting in the press box of the old-style press box.
Right.
So I was actually working at the game, and this is how old I am, Sammy, having worked at that particular game. But it was an extraordinary day. Players, people running on and everything, but it couldn't compare with what weekend. The weekend was just chaos, and anytime you get a person throwing their nana's ashes on the ground. And
oh, dear.
My goodness.
But it couldn't have worked out better except for, the game was over. If that game was close.
Yeah.
Imagine if it was close.
The ultimate showman. He did it at the right time, at the right end. It was choreographed perfectly. Yeah.
And you knew he was going to kick it, though, because he is the showman. He knows, he's not been the greatest kick in the world.
Would have put your house on
you
that
would have. I know. Well, what about the guys that were already three quarters of the way to him?
It's a shame we didn't see it because the camera lens was blocked.
Now,
but apparently it went through.
Oh, apparently we couldn't see it. Now, the man who controls football media is Scott Gullen. We know that with his extraordinary media column.
That's correct.
Tell us about Channel 7. Would there have been a little bit of soul searching going on internally there?
Yeah, they have a control room, and we all saw, when they first went to that shot, he was still lining up. Go, guys, there's a head there. There's a head there. And then they took the punt, the head's going to move. The head didn't move. It was all-time worst control room, man. You'd think there'd be some sort of repercussions because most of us remember that. But it was, and it's in Sydney. That's what we sort of forget. Like, Sydney aren't supposed to be AFL conscious. Yeah. They were so excited to jump that fence.
Oh, they were.
I was hoping, selfishly, it might not happen, and it would happen in Melbourne on Thursday night. Yeah. To experience that, it was the first one in my lifetime of watching footy.
Yeah, and absolutely.
It just superseded any sort of expectation. It was nothing like 2008. With the 100 goals. It was just so much more magical.
It was, wasn't it? And, like, Scotty, you and I are old enough to remember, you know, when we had it, you know, in a number of instances, when we had Ablett and we had Lockett and we had, you know, Dunstall do it in a relatively short period of time. But to have that long gap and to have this, I'm fascinated to know, guys, what you think about where Buddy will end up. What number will he end up, do you reckon?
Well, he's got, another year of his contract?
This is it, but he'll play on.
But, yeah, he'd be $1.10 to re-sign.
Oh, he'll only get, he might only get another 100 or so goals.
So he'll get to 1,100, which would be a huge.
Should, if he plays two more years.
So he passes quite a couple there as well.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
So he passes Wade, and that's right, I think, from memory, and he passes Ablett, I think, from memory as well.
Yeah, I think he might go a few more than that. I think he's got probably 40 games left in him, so why couldn't he kick another 100, close to 150 goals, certainly 120?
So that'd push him up, and, I mean, it's extraordinary to think how many he's been able to kick, isn't it?
Well, we won't see it again, I don't think. We all agree with that?
Yeah, I do. And that's what made Friday night even more spectacular, because you knew that this was the only chance we'll get to see it again.
You'd need who? Maybe Max King?
Yep.
Who's young enough now and has just blossomed. How old is he now? 20, maybe?
21,
I think.
So he's got
13 years left. Yeah. Oh, I mean, even that's a stretch. But
it's a stretch.
You need someone like him.
He's had one ACL. Brothers have one. Yeah. I mean, I went through the list, and there's just no one anywhere near a realistic chance at the moment.
You've got to be three and a half goals. You do.
Jared Dannehill needs another 750 goals, and he's been around for a long time.
When you think of what made me think of it, and it is a special moment. I can tell the enthusiasm in your voice, Sam, about what a special moment it is. What made me think of Lee Friedman. I'm bringing it back to racing, after Mackay Bidiba won the three in a row, and Lee Friedman said, after the race, go and find the smallest kid on course, and that kid will be the only kid who will live long enough to see this thing happen again. And I reckon it's the same. I don't know that there's a player playing right now who could reach 1,000, but there might be a kid coming through who just might be a freak, who might be 12 years of age. How good is that?
Mm.
It'd be awesome, wouldn't it? So,
what about, how was the AFL debrief? They had a lot of security there. I could see half a dozen at least.
So what was that, 38 security guards overall? This is the entire
ground. For the whole ground.
Six cops. Does that sound about right? I mean, maybe guessing
Gil,
at the numbers. But
for weeks has been biting his tongue going, he wanted everyone to do that. It was a beautiful image, but he had to say the right thing. And they clearly didn't feel like paying overtime for too many security.
And the Cats players were not happy. Is that right? As we understand it, some of the Cats players were not happy.
Well, they kept running into people, I think. Mm. Yeah. And I think Buddy, to his credit, smiled his way through that. Like, he could have getting whacked on the head. I know it's all euphoria, but at some point
it swings on his reaction.
Yeah.
And he embraced it.
Yeah, he did, because you could have easily gone the other way. And I was thinking about that the next morning. I somehow fluked a text back from the great Tony Lockett, and I wondered, we saw what Plugger did when he...
Yeah. Amazing get, Macca.
Oh, I was very excited to get that get, Sammy, because you're never sure what's going to happen when you try and get in contact with Tony. But he was clearly taken by the moment as well.
Yeah.
And the fact that, I'm not sure how Plugger would have... He obviously did that at the SCG, but people got to him. He had his teammates around him a lot more.
People would have been less prone to be whacking Plugger him on
would
the
have
head.
Been. You wouldn't want to be whacking Tony in the head or trying to throw a beer down his throat. It might have been a little bit chaotic, but he thinks the Swans can win the flag this year, Tony Lockett. And what a story that would be.
Paddy McCartan, I'm with him on that.
Yeah.
Well, they've got Buddy fit, so let's touch wood. He hasn't been. Heaney was off the charts, so maybe he's even gone up another level. They've found Paddy McCartan, who we all knew how talented he was, but touch wood, he's their interceptor. Mills has stepped up. I mean, there's a lot of ticks.
Well, I think they've drafted so well the last 3 to 4 years. There have been a lot of academy players, which are free hits in, Errol Gordon and Nick Blakey and whatnot, but Braden Campbell, but they're just so slick by foot. They've just drafted great ball users, yeah. and they're bloody good to watch.
They are good to watch, too. And you know, that's what we want. And I think the teams now that are good to watch, that are attacking and take the game on, hopefully they're the teams that are going to benefit. And it looks way there might be a little swing around, do you think, style-wise?
No doubt. I mean, the teams that play good footy are the good teams, which is great for the competition.
Yeah. Going forward. Everyone's going forward.
Yeah, take territory.
Yeah.
Go forward.
Makes a difference. You see the change in Hawthorn's game style and Collingwood and the like.
I mean, the Swans went after Barry Hall, Tony Lockett, Lance Franklin.
Tippett as well.
Tippett. Is Logan McDonald the next buddy, or do they go out and steal someone else, like a Max King or a... I mean...
They're better at stealing. And you can probably sell Logan, and if you know if he's going to be, he looks like a nice player, but King and that are ahead of him, I would have thought. Not that they're going to get him, but someone of that, that's Sydney's go and get him at 24, 25.
Yeah, that money in the buddy, I think this was a huge year of his contract in terms of money, wasn't it? Or last year might have been as well.
Right.
That money, a lot of that money will come.
So that'll disappear.
Free up the salary cap. Like he'll sign a 1-year deal that'll be relatively cheap. They're going to have a lot of money.
How much is Buddy worth next year?
What do you reckon, Scotty?
I think he would have to hand on heart say, I'll take, if he thinks they can win it, 5, 6, 7, not over 7.
I was thinking, I reckon he might do the right thing and say 5.
I think 5.
That's what I was thinking. I think 5's a good cutoff. He's been really well recompensed, and in a sense, like
maybe with a marketing component outside.
I think that's what it'll be, Sammy. That's what it'll be, a marketing component, life after footy component. We'll do, and he'll do the right thing. Like he has been well paid over the journey. Mind you, he's given back. I had a chat to Andrew Ireland and Richard Collis on Saturday, and they were both saying that $10 million is the best $10 million ever spent from the Sydney Football Club.
You saw the crowd, and a lot of it's on him.
And the AFL didn't want that to happen.
Unbelievable. And now they're the beneficiaries. That's what Richard Collis couldn't get out of.
Well, I quickly got an email out going, we loved it. We loved it. They loved it.
No, I meant didn't want Buddy.
At the time.
At the time, they
didn't. Andrew Demetrio in SAC said, I didn't care. But we know that Mike Fitzpatrick was very, very, that phone call. Wouldn't you love to have
that audio? I don't think we could play that in this time slot.
No, it'd be almost unplayable. Boys, the other story of the weekend, and it's not a great story. We love seeing superstar champions play. Is Dustin Martin not playing at the moment? Where do you think we are at? And obviously, we want to, Richmond as a footy club and the AFL footy community, want to give Dustin as much time as possible because we want to see him back playing if he can.
Yeah, well, you talk about money well spent. I mean, the 7-year contract Richmond gave Dustin Martin was the best deal. Probably the best decision the club made in history, given he was on his way to North Melbourne before that was signed. So Dusty's repaid, I think, as Jim has said, the Tigers 10 times over. But I think there are question marks. I mean, I think Dimmer said it really well last night, that grief is like an injury and he needs time to heal, and there's no guarantee or there's no timeline on that. It's clearly a deeply personal issue. I think we reported on Friday that Dusty had sort of become isolated in recent times, and his motivation to train and to play had waned, particularly in the last 3 weeks. I don't think anyone can really predict how this will play out.
I mean, the signs were good. Like we saw in the preseason, we were all like, he played well, he looks fit, all the right noises. But, it's almost like a delayed reaction and things have sunk in. He could be... Like, apparently he's at a wedding on the weekend, like, so he's going okay, but he could be months away, to be honest.
Lacerated kidney as well to finish last season. Mm. It's just a torrid 6 months.
Yeah, and the death of his father and the fact that he hadn't really been able to see his father.
The closed borders, pandemic.
You know, it's been... He's had the perfect storm, in a sense, and you can understand it, and you can understand why Richmond is... giving him every bit of time that
But in a footy sense, training-wise, play-wise, it's probably only a month before it gets into, do you know what I mean? I mean, and they did win on the weekend. If they have a bad patch...
So you think it's a crucial sort of...
I think, after a month, then it falls into, it'll take an extra time to get him back up. Winter, does he need to get away? Mm. Like, it can fall quickly.
Get away from you.
Yes, that's what I'm.
If you're Richmond, you'd be prepared to give him the year, wouldn't you? Absolutely, for what he's done and how good a player he is. You say, take the year off if you want, do whatever you want, and come back. Like, that's difficult for them given their...
But they also think...
you need an answer for next year.
You do. Correct. That's a good point. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you contracted for next year on big money.
And it's funny because grief hits people at different times. Like, you would have thought that it would have hit him at the time, and footy was good for him to bring him back to the club and stuff like that. But it can... You know, it hits at different times for people, doesn't it?
And there'd be good days and bad days in between that as well.
Yeah, so
I think the club thinks that they're the best way to help him, as in, like, because there are his family.
Over the journey, they have been. It's been, you know, and I think Ralph Carr has said that signing of the contract that Sam talked about earlier was such an important part of Dustin's, you know, growing up in a sense, because the club's been so good to him, haven't they?
It changed the course of history for him and that club.
With
Richmond now, though, I mean, they've got to be really sensitive as well, because if they push too hard,
They're a good club.
Smashed them last week. Just finally on this being, are they back or is there a sniff? Trent Cotchin was good again. Well, not good again, but he was back to a solid level, even though Kane Corns wants to whack him every minute you possibly can.
They were better. I mean, GWS, you know, I'm not sold on them. So who did they beat?
So they got out to 15s last week, Scotty. What are they?
I still haven't touched. I'm on a holding pattern on there. I mean, Bolter did all the... I'm not off them, but, I mean, obviously, there's an asterisk. They can't win it without Dusty. Let's not pretend. So I think the rest of them try and find some form while Dusty does his thing.
Yeah, they get a few players back. And you obviously, the conversation with Dimmer, He is looking forward to, you know, there's a chance, isn't there? They're back in the ball game a little bit, aren't they?
Yeah, the way they played was probably more, it was really impressive. I mean, in round one against Carlton, stoppage annihilation, and they turned that around against the Giants. So I think they'd be very, very happy with the response.
Boys, you've started this podcast in super form. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and I'm going to talk about whether, Scotty, you were in line for a debut with West Coast last week, given the COVID numbers. We'll be back after this break. Welcome back to the Herald Sun Footy Podcast. Boys, West Coast were pretty brave on the weekend. 14 outs. Did you ever think the phone was going to go? You were... Sam, I'll let you in on a little secret. This guy could play, Scotty Gullen, in the Herald Sun Age Footy matches. Outstanding midfielder.
Who was you liking him to?
Oh, there was a bit of Bartel about him, to be honest.
I could have been anything, Sam. Just dedication to my craft. I just love of journalism.
Yeah, the love. See, that got you, didn't it?
It was a great effort by them. It was. I'm not as outraged as a lot of people. I think we all knew this was possible. Like, I think Gill and the AFL were like, we get. And this East West Side bias, I don't get that. If Collingwood had it out, I'm sure it would have been the same discussion. You know, West Coast, Perth people are going, oh, you wouldn't let, you know, Richmond, Carlton trot out with all these people out. I think the AFL's done the right thing. We've got these contingency plans in place. They're not ideal, and yes, there's integrity issues because clearly you're not going to win. But everyone, like, I changed my tip, not in here because we can't, but in another comp I was in, I changed my tip.
Setbacks, I tell you.
So I just think it's – we knew this was coming and it came.
Yeah, absolutely. What did you think, Sam?
I agree that if it was Collingwood or Carlton, it's the same result. But I think the difference is the fact that all the Victorian-based players have basically had coronavirus.
Oh, yeah, we're all good. Yeah, absolutely.
The risk is different. I mean, Damien Hardwick said on Monday night that I presume this will happen to Freo at some stage as well. Mm. So you do feel for them in the fact that geographically they're at a disadvantage because of
their premier, essentially.
Yeah, it's not ideal, is it, when you look at it? But Michael Voss has been really strong saying it is a massive integrity issue, but I'm not sure what the alternatives are, given we're in the middle of the season.
We do have buys up our sleeve, but then it's...
So you would potentially put them, try and reshape the...
But then you've got to...
It's simply just to say, no, we're playing on at all costs, because then you stick to the one set of rules. That once you start postponing games, they can get out of hand. I mean... Where do you draw the line? It gets a little bit grey. What if you run out of time? So I can understand that to keep it simple, you just press ahead. We saw that happen to a degree in the Big Bash. Yeah. I mean, I know that's obviously a lot of footy fans wouldn't be totally across how that evolved, but they had the goalpost change mid-season when it got out of the bag 2 weeks into the campaign and suddenly, you know, entire teams were wiped out. The Melbourne Stars missed finals on the back of
losing
two games
to
club cricketers.
Yeah.
Well, because the integrity is right. I mean, West Coast and Fremo will lose games. They might not qualify to finals because of this. But
West Coast wins that game without no doubt.
Every day.
That's right. And that was my tip on Wednesday. And then same I felt here, sick day by day by day as players pulled out.
Every minute.
And that was, well, you know what, though? This is going to sound stupid. I reckon they gained something out of it, West Coast. I reckon they showed a bit of resilience. You could hear it in Luke Shuey's interview after the game. He said, we had some fun coming over there here. They came over there with no expectations other than we've got to put a show on. There was pressure on the Kangaroos. So I just wonder with these guys back, it just might give them a little lift.
Well, they needed something.
What about a loan system?
Yeah, that's interesting. Tell us about there's talk going around about a loan system.
Well, I mean, Damien Harvey put this on the agenda last year when he said when the Gold Coast Suns had no ruckman at all, we'd love to give them Samson Ryan. I think he got his name wrong as he said it.
That's a setback.
But, I mean, this kid was playing in the forward line in the VFL because he was behind Marby Ochoa and Callum Coleman-Jones. So last week, Richmond's coaches discussed, well, can we give the Eagles some of our young players so that they can at least stay competitive against North and our kids get a taste of footy at the top level? Clearly, it didn't happen, and I'm not sure it would be allowed to happen, but it's an interesting concept. It's funny when you hear one coach talking about being keen to loan players to another club, but then you hear Adam Simpson say, these boys are Eagles for life. They put on a jumper. Yeah. So, I mean, would Thompson Dow be an Eagle for life and then back at Punt Road the next day? It's a little bit.
I don't think we're ready for that yet.
No.
I agree with it, but we're not ready.
It's a good system, but I don't think that people would.
I mean, we've got to get to the mid season proper trade. That's where we need to get to.
So that's what we need, don't we? Do we need that? We really need that, don't we?
Of course we do.
And Steve Hocking was massive on this. He's now at Geelong, obviously, but I think that's a long way down the road towards happening.
Just speaking about milestones, and we had a great milestone last week, one that won't slip through the radar, but it's not going to get the Buddy-esque treatment, is Joel Selwood becoming the longest-serving captain in VFL-AFL history, passing the great Stephen Kernaghan, stand by your man. Honestly, he's been an ornament to the game in a lot of ways. He does rub some people up the wrong way if you're an opposition supporter, but he's been an incredible leader, hasn't he, guys?
Oh, he's a warrior.
He is. I mean, I remember when he came in, they were a great side. He walked in. No, he walked in when they just became a great side.
Yeah, he was pretty good timing.
Perfectly.
And then
premiership and a rising star in his first year.
After 1 year or 6 months, they were all like, this is all the great Scarlett, Bartel, Ling, Ablett. They were like, oh, no, he's the next captain. Like, he'd already leapt through half a dozen of them. And then he was pretty quickly. He's what he is. Yeah, people will get upset about the head-high tackles, but I think they've all calmed down about that.
Yeah, so they should.
He just keeps fronting up. He's still round one. He was still showing some stuff. But,
it was good round one.
The durability for a kid who, as Sammy knows, coming up to the draft, his knees weren't supposed to hold up. Now he's the most decorated captain.
Sorry, Sammy.
No, I mean, how much longer has he got in here?
Good question.
Well, I think if he – this level that he had in round one, he's got to do it all year. I think he's the sort of guy – thinks he's got another year left in him. I don't get the sense this is the sayonara. If they won it,
maybe look at it.
You look at it differently. But they've got a fair way to go yet, your Cats.
Bit of a question without notice. Who's the best captain in the AFL right now? If you look at it, it's a difficult one. I was actually thinking about it because there's a few new ones. There's
what Gawn did.
Gawn.
Clearly. Yeah.
Because what he did. Like,
so
he
it's Gawn then Daylight really much in that sense, isn't it?
Well, I think the impact he had.
Without disrespecting any of the others.
No, I mean.
It's just a feather in Max Gawn's cap.
It is, yeah.
Because that club was just like, they were rudderless. And then he sort of put his hand up to change.
Mm.
So I think he's pretty high. I mean, it's a bit obvious. He's a premiership captain.
It is.
But the change he committed at that club.
And it's clear to hear the culture at the moment and the way they've started this season, which can be a question mark after a breakthrough premiership. It's just another tip to him. And then you look at his performance in the preliminary final where he kicked 10 many goals against Geelong.
Yeah, amazing.
So it's
like incredible.
It's on the field. It's off the field.
He deserves that title.
Speaking of that, as the man who's his understudy there at the club almost passed him, or can he pass him pretty quickly at some stage with Luke Jackson? It's quite incredible what he's doing at the moment.
What people seem to almost overlook is the fact that when Melbourne turned that grand final on a dime, Max Gawn was on the bench.
Correct.
And Luke Jackson was in the ruck.
And he said, leave him in there. I'm not going on.
Yeah. I mean, the Dogs are 19 points up and cruising towards a second flag in 5 years. And then a 19-year-old ruckman said, no. Melbourne go out of the guts that many times in a row and kick unbelievable. How many goals they kicked?
They kicked X amount
I've
of goals.
That Sam, from my memory.
Yeah, exactly.
So this was coming. I mean, we saw it in the biggest game of all, and his first two rounds just suggest that he's just going to be an absolute superstar, both at ground level and in the ruck.
And I'm not quite saying he's gone past Max Gawn at the moment, but his elevation has been incredible. He's happy to sort of delay the contract talks at the moment.
Oh,
what's he worth? What's he worth? And how do Melbourne keep them together?
He's $1 million player to someone. If you want to say Melbourne, it's probably not going to be $1 million.
No, he's correct. 700,
that's
something
right.
Like
they've
that.
They've got a pretty tight squeeze coming, but are you prepared to take? He's the sort of guy that you could probably see signing for 2 years.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then just working out what he wants to do
and
after
then dribble
that
up to free agency. Yeah, yeah. The manager will have that. It won't be a long term deal.
You wouldn't think so.
You've got to keep the dangle of the West is always there.
I mean, the WA clubs, you think, will be going after him and Tim English very heavily this year.
No doubt. Yeah. It's going to be, it'll be a fascinating, this, you know, last year we probably had a pretty quiet.
Oh, it was a stinker.
It was a stinker. Like, I'm trying to be nice. It was an absolute stinker. This one could be interesting, couldn't it? If it plays out the way, you know, we think it could potentially play out.
Couldn't be worse than last year.
No, what a disaster. Boys, just before we go to another break, how good is it to have an AFLW preliminary final at the MCG? We obviously are interested in the Adelaide Fremantle one, but the Melbourne Brisbane game looks like an absolute cracker, doesn't it? And to have it at the G is just so special.
So first AFLW game at the G?
Correct.
Massive. And as we spoke about off the top, great that there is no men's footy on, so it can take centre stage.
Yes, yeah. It is perfect time. So that's got my tackle written all over it.
Absolutely.
Week.
The girls deserve it. Yep, good on them.
Absolutely. Boys, we'll take a break. We'll be back in a minute because I want to ask you, which team is going to be 3-zip and which team is going to be zip 3? Welcome back to the Herald Sun Footy Podcast. 3-zip and zip 3 is a huge difference between those boys. It's going to be fascinating. We've had a number of teams be undefeated at the moment and a lot of teams, surprisingly, languishing at the bottom. Who ends up being 3-zip this week and who ends up being zip 3?
Well, it's just about every... I mean, Thursday night, Dogs Sydney. I mean,
what huge a game.
Dogs could be zip 3, wins? Swans could be 3-zip.
Who wins, so, boys?
Talk to me, Aaron Norton, is he legitimately hurt?
I was sitting in the bowels of Marvel Stadium on Thursday night after Ash Hansen spoke, sitting in the corridor,
crying,
on the floor, weeping, frantically writing a news story, and Aaron Norton took about 5 minutes to walk past me. He was limping that heavily. So he looked in a lot of pain.
Well, the Dogs need a... So we'll rule him out. The Dogs need a Luke Beveridge special and a Sydney letdown, which is not
possible.
I think the letdown is a in factor. Play. Yeah,
it was and a it's Marvel
big week
Stadium.
Emotionally.
So, I mean, if the Dogs go 0-3, where are we? So, Essendon is an interesting one, Macca. We go to Friday, a doubleheader Friday that
double
no one
header.
Knew about
now,
in this office.
Please,
Tuesday afternoon. No one knew there was two games.
Do we need doubleheaders? No, we don't on a Friday.
Well, the thing is,
is it a special Adelaide?
It's they throw over each other.
It's not a doubleheader. They
no,
clash.
They clash.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
No, that's a good point, Sam, because if it was a doubleheader, I'd be happy.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
For some reason, Adelaide are playing Port Adelaide.
Game.
At the Adelaide Oval at 8:20.
At halftime of the MCG, they start a showdown. So,
what a ridiculous situation. I'm all for two Friday night games, but start one early, start one late.
That's, NRL style.
Yeah, do it.
So Essendon and Port Adelaide.
I think Essendon is zip 3.
For the first time since 1967.
Really?
Jeez,
that's
good
a
stats.
Good stat. Ooh, I
in
like
the Sunday tackle last week.
Oh, I was too. Yes, I did. Yes,
just repeating, sir.
So
bit of recycled information.
No, I like
that. Like that. Lucky Port have got Adelaide. That's very positive for them. And then
the Giants, zip 3, after winning a final last year.
Imagine the Suns beat the Giants.
Potentially.
How much pressure would come on Leon Cameron then?
He would be the story of round 3, sadly.
Yeah. And I dare say, like, if Port Adelaide get rolled by Adelaide, Ken Hinckley would be right there as well.
Massive. They're already turning on Ken.
They are.
City of Churches.
So West Coast, like West Coast versus Fremantle, would you, I mean, obviously the...
It should be.
Will there be 14 changes back the other way? I don't know.
Tell you what, Fremantle was...
What happened there?
Putrid
they were,
on Sunday night.
They were.
Against St Kilda, who were gone at quarter time.
They were.
It felt like Ross Lyon was coaching both clubs watching that game.
The handbrake was on everywhere.
It was... there were not very many good looks at goal, and when they were, they weren't.
So where's Fife? What's happened? I thought he was going to be okay.
Yeah, Mundy out for extended periods, I think.
They could be in trouble.
Sean Darcy went off in the third quarter. He came back on, but in the 10 minutes he was off.
Yeah.
St Kilda went bang, 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 and it was game over. Yeah, well, very important player.
Can that be the kickstart the Saints need? Or, you know, obviously it's a bonus. And but
Richmond at Marvel. Richmond don't like going to Marvel.
It was a gutsy win, but and their pressure was really good. But, I mean, having watched some of the, you know, having watched Hawthorn the night before and Carlton, it wasn't in that same standard. So I still think they need a lift.
Carlton v Hawthorn, Sunday.
Carlton v Hawthorn. Gee, it's a big game. And you've missed the other blockbuster now. Collingwood versus Geelong, the G-10, blockbuster.
Yes, yeah, well, yeah, your boys.
They're going okay.
Your boys
will
on the
Collingwood
march.
Knock off Geelong, Macca?
I'm wavering on that tip because I think they're a flukish chance of winning.
Nathan Kruger Cup.
Yeah.
Sadly, yeah.
Sadly won't be there, unfortunately, Nathan Kruger Cup. So it's a bit like that. It's a line baller, I think, that probably Geelong at this stage, but I think the Pies have been great. The new coaches have been good, haven't they? Like, I know...
Undefeated.
I'm just... Yeah, 6-0, if you look at it. I'm just wondering whether it's the sugar hit or whether it's something else and whether other clubs might think, you know what, we might need to change faster rather than, you know, sooner rather than later.
A fresh voice.
Yes.
I think it's a bit of a sugar hit. Let's look at who they've played. Carlton gets a tick. Richmond and...
Yep.
The Dogs.
Dogs
yeah, big ticks.
Collingwood's beaten...
Beat St Kilda.
Yes. And who did they beat?
Adelaide. Wonderful team,
yeah,
Adelaide.
So Craig McRae's
question
got a
mark,
dream,
question mark.
Dream little run.
Hawthorn, you got to give a tick to. Like the first
North.
One, they played pretty poor against North.
And then they beat Port. Up. Yeah, no, that's true.
Give them a tick against...
I think there's some sugar. I think ask me in 3 weeks how they're going.
Now, boys, I'm not a legislator from the AFL. I don't want them to get involved in. I want them to stay out of everything. But what's the story with debutants and the subs?
Oh.
I seriously hate it. I think it's disrespectful. People will say, oh, it doesn't matter. And Ben Rutten will say, oh, yeah, but Wanganeen would have been happier to sit on the bench. I think it's crap.
I couldn't cop that.
No, I can't.
They had the whole ceremony.
What a load of garbage.
You could sit a metre behind in the front row and have the same experience.
Next to the boundary riders and have the same experience.
When you wheel out Dad, who's a legend of the club, you roll out the violins and the red carpet, then the kid doesn't just sits.
So Dad gets on the plane, flies into Melbourne to watch his son debut.
Yeah,
and he doesn't touch a blade of grass.
No. I honestly think it was a massive loss for them before they even started. Like, I don't mean that was the difference in the game because they played well, but for a period. Sorry, Sammy.
Well, this isn't a go at Essendon.
No.
St Kilda did it the week before to this.
No, it's
cousin.
Not. Correct.
It's a go at the AFL on the rule.
It's a stupid rule. Now, I don't particularly want the AFL to ban it because I don't think they can then say to a club, you cannot do this. But clubs should just realise it is a really poor look and the fans hate it.
What they should do is just make it open slather in the second half.
Yep.
Turn it into a tactical sub.
I'd be happy to do that.
If the player gets injured in the first half, no worries.
Yeah.
If
actually,
no one's
that's a good idea. This man should be at AFL House.
No, well, this is, again, might have been voiced by the Richmond coach.
That's
but
okay.
It makes a lot of sense. I know Luke Beveridge is big on this as well. Make it a tactical sub.
I think that's good.
Or just have 25 on the bench.
Well, I actually don't have an issue with the tactical sub. But maybe you have to wait till half time.
Yeah,
maybe that is the fear.
Second half.
Because you get through that first half in terms of injury, and then you get the opportunity. Because then he plays. The kid plays. No one's embarrassed.
It adds a layer to the game.
Oh.
It's just a no-brainer. And it should be done. I mean, this rule was brought in out of nowhere before last year.
No.
Let's change it out of nowhere and fix it.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, boys.
Devin Smith could have pretended he had a
cramp or something to get him off. Could you actually just do that whenever you want?
A few
boys, just team. One to finish. I asked you this last week. I'll do you again. What's the headline of the week? What's your headline? What's it going to be, Scotty? Is it the Dogs? Is it, you know, is it going to be the Bombers on
luck
the...
with this?
Well, I can't remember your one last week. It must have been
that. Dogs fight back.
They
something amazing. I'm going to steer away from them.
Did not quite work, but have you got one for me this week, Sammy?
I think the headline comes out of Carlton Hawthorn on Sunday and whoever wins. So one of those teams will be 3-0, which no one saw coming.
Correct.
And, I'll be tipping the Blues right now.
Yeah.
I think it'll all be about the Blue Baggers on Monday morning.
Yeah, geez. Sort of
the real deal.
And the Army will be starting to march, won't they?
I think Tex Wanganeen will debut on Friday.
There you go. That's the best headline. I like that as well.
For Devin Smith.
For Devin Smith out.
Controversial dumping.
You're not happy with the way Devin's going at the moment, are you?
I just think he doesn't do a lot for a highly paid... footballer.
See, we have to wait till the end of the podcast to get this sort of gold. Boys, you've been fantastic again. Thanks so much for joining us. For all your footy news and views, follow the Herald Sun, follow heraldsun.com.au and buy the paper. Thanks for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.